this is the most important lesson I have to teach. And that's not hyperbole. If you take this lesson to heart and you learn from my mistakes, you will have the ability to achieve literally anything you put your mind to. And to make it stupid simple, at the end of this video, I'm going to share with you two frameworks that are guaranteed to make you more successful in life. The first one is the 7-part framework for developing unbreakable discipline. And the second is how to win the battle against procrastination in 6 steps. Stephen Pressfield, in his book, The War of Art, named the biological you's most powerful weapon. He called it the resistance. He describes the resistance as a universal force with one mission: to keep things exactly as they are. See, the resistant achieves this by any means necessary, but in particular by rationalizing, by inspiring fear or anxiety, emphasizing other distractions that require attention, or maybe just raising the voice of your inner critic. You have personally experienced the resistance if you've ever sat down to do work and then been hit with excuses like, I'm not feeling inspired, or I'm just too tired, it's not the right time right now, or I'm not ready, I need to do more planning and research, or you know what, actually I'm a little bit hungry and I can't really focus until I get some food. And then I have to hit the bathroom. And you know what, I can still get this done tomorrow. So most people succumb to these excuses and they switch to an easier, low effort task, which simply gives the illusion of being productive. But you're not. It's like watering a fake plant. You're busy, but not effective. In combating the resistance, modern you has 2 weapons, motivation and discipline. Let's start with the weapon that most people reach for first. Motivation. This is the weapon most of us default to in the beginning because it feels good and it's easy. But have you ever stopped to wonder why feeling motivated feels so damn good? Well, it's because the reward center of your brain releases a neurotransmitter called dopamine whenever you're fixated and moving towards a target. Dopamine does a lot of good things, but simply put, it makes you feel good. It's the motivation chemical. Now, dopamine's great, but there's a problem with relying on it as the foundation of our productive lives. Namely, it's short-lived and we quickly acclimate to it. This hamster wheel of adaptation is called the hedonic treadmill, which we're going to cover in a future video. We recently did a video on precisely why motivation is a weak weapon in the fight against a biological you, which you can check out linked below. It's called Why Your Comfort Zone is Slowly Ruining Your Financial Future. Now, most people rely on motivation in the battle against a biological you. They wait until they feel motivated to go to the gym, eat healthy, write that book, call a loved one, or just, you know, brush their teeth. For decades, I was one of these people, which is why I was losing the battle. The tide didn't start turning in my favor until I reached for a better weapon, a weapon that, in truth, it's always hard to wield, but it's also a weapon that the biological you is helpless to stand against if you can master it. That weapon is discipline, which is simply the ability to make yourself do things in the moment that you don't necessarily want to do so that you can achieve something in the future that you really do want. I personally struggled with discipline for years until I mastered this system, the 6-part framework for developing unbreakable discipline. Number 1, treat every decision as though it's important. Now, you probably heard of Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which simply says that humans must solve for certain fundamental needs like shelter, food, safety, before they can start wrestling with the bigger spiritual problems associated with self-actualization. But Maslow had another framework, which I found vastly more helpful in my own life. I call it the +1 framework of decision making. Here's how it works. Imagine you're standing in the middle of a road that stretches in both directions to the horizon. In front of you, there are these signs spaced at equal intervals, and they all say +1, +1, +1. Behind you, stretching off into the opposite direction, the signs all say -1, -1, -1. Now, these signs each represent a single decision. And with that decision, you can either make the +1 decision that moves you forward in life, or you can make the -1 decision that moves you back. Here's the thing about this framework. It does not matter how important the decision is. Each decision is an opportunity to either move forward or backwards, one sign at a time. That's it. Now, of course, there are certain decisions in life that are more important than others. However, the beauty and power in this framework is that it builds the habit of thinking of every decision as being important, which they are. Because at the end of the day, he who can be entrusted with the small things can be entrusted with the big things. So if you treat every small decision, such as whether or not you should drink water or get that soda, or whether you should go for a run or stay on the couch, whether you should fold your laundry now or just watch Netflix, if you can win those small battles and consistently make the decisions that move you forward in life, then you will have incredible momentum, which you can carry forward into the really big decisions in life. So the moral of the story is this: start small and treat every decision as though it were moving you towards or away from your greatness, because it is. Number 2, you don't have to love it, do it anyway. I can't remember who said it, but I love this quote. Amateurs wait until they feel ready. Professionals just get up and get to work. Listen, when it comes to doing hard things, you will likely never feel ready. The biological you is fantastic at making you feel just so unprepared and overwhelmed and insecure that you just don't take action. The key word in that sentence is feel. See, the universe does not care how you feel. It cares about what you do. Which is good, because most of us never feel like doing the hard thing. So I encourage you to act in accordance with your thoughts, not your feelings. The trick to achieving incredible results is to always take action in spite of how you feel. Number 3, remove temptations. Now I say this all the time, so you might be sick of hearing it by now, but focus is the ability to resist distractions. Now, of course, having discipline helps, but you can actually get by on a whole lot less discipline than you'd think if you just spend some time intentionally designing your environment in a way that eliminates and reduces distractions from ever even appearing in the first place. We did a deep dive into designing your environment for maximum productivity in the Hyperfocus Masterclass, and I've actually opened up 4 of those modules so you can check them out for free. I'll put a link down in the description. Part 4, become the master and the slave. I've always rebelled against external authority and accountability. Like, I simply do not like being told what to do. This led me to bucking society's expectations in my 20s and just running off into the wilderness to become a professional rock climber. But here was the problem. I also rebelled against my own authority. That is, I couldn't make myself do the things I told myself I needed to do. And as Nietzsche said, he who cannot obey himself will be commanded. That is the nature of living creatures. I had to learn this lesson the hard way with my tooth. But once I did, I took the steps necessary to ensure that the external world would never have to discipline me again because I was committed to disciplining myself first. The strategy was twofold. The first part is to imagine that I'm 2 people. There is current me and there is future me. Current Anthony's job is to tell future Anthony what to do and when to do it. He does this by utilizing a tool called time blocking. Simply put, I sit down every night before bed and I design the perfect next day for future Anthony. And then I schedule each task on the calendar. From this place of emotional detachment, because current me knows I don't have to do the work. Because of that, I don't get emotional. I can lay it out with logic what activities future me should do to move us towards our collective greatness. Now, the power in the system is that future Anthony doesn't have to expend any mental energy thinking about what he needs to do next. Because often in the moment, our thoughts are clouded by emotions. Future Anthony doesn't worry about how he feels in the moment. He just looks at the calendar, sees what past Anthony assigned for him, and then he just does the work. And this is how you live a life by design, not by default. Now, it's that simple, but it's also that powerful. Part 5, identify your why. And again, another Nietzsche quote. The man with a strong enough why can endure anyhow. Now, I consider myself to be a pretty disciplined person these days, and yet even I cannot muster discipline for an activity if I do not clearly understand why it's important for me to do so. Now, I admit, I'm a slow learner. I knew intellectually the consequences of not brushing my teeth would be that someday I'd lose a tooth and that could be problematic. But I still had to learn that lesson the hard way. Some of us just need to stick our hands in the fire to see what happens. So it goes. These days, I've stuck my hand in enough fires to clearly understand why I shouldn't do that anymore. Now, avoiding this pain is actually pretty simple, all things considered. If you just take the time on the front end to cultivate a deep emotional attachment to why you should do the hard thing. For me, the deep why these days is linked to the fear I have of getting to the end of my life filled with regrets because I didn't live up to my potential. And your why is likely different, but it's no less important. So take the time to get crystal clear on why being disciplined is so important to you. And finally, the last step of creating discipline is to develop a daily discipline practice. See, discipline's a muscle, and just like every other muscle in your body, the way you strengthen it is by regularly stressing it, which you can do by developing a daily discipline practice, something like taking cold showers or forcing yourself to sit down and write or go for a run. Simply put, making yourself do the hard thing. Now, we covered this in a module of the Hyperfocus Masterclass. I'm going to open it up for free so you guys can go down to the description. You can check that out. Now that we have our discipline, let's figure out how to apply it towards one of the biggest weapons that the resistance is going to use, procrastination. Here's how to win the battle against procrastination in 6 simple steps. Listen, you're now armed and ready with one of the most powerful weapons in the universe, discipline. But the truth is, the biological you is sneaky, and he has ways of getting you off track without you even realizing it. And discipline doesn't do you any good if you aren't aware of when you need to actually use it. Now, the most common struggle I personally have, and I think it's one that many of you can connect with, is the battle against procrastination. So here's my simple 6-step process for overcoming procrastination. Step 1, become aware that you're delaying. And this step 1 is obvious. You can't solve a problem if you aren't aware that you have a problem, right? So often we get sucked down these rabbit holes of social media or just some other glitzy distraction, not even realizing it. The key then is you need to build pattern interrupts into your day. The one that I'm fond of is something that I call intention maintenance. Simply put, I set an alarm to go off on my phone randomly throughout the day. And when that alarm goes off, it's accompanied with the question, what's my outcome? And this is a really important question because it pulls me out of the moment, like whatever I'm working on, and it gives me an opportunity to reflect. What am I doing in that moment? And if I keep doing it, is it going to move me towards my greatness or away from it? Is this a plus one decision or a negative one? And you'd be surprised. A lot of times that alarm's going to go off. It's going to catch you in the middle of doom scrolling Facebook or something else equally stupid. But that's a good thing because now you're aware you were slipping, which means we can move to the next step, which is to reclaim your intention. Once you become aware that you're distracted or you're procrastinating, you need to reclaim your intention. Or put another way, you have to, in that moment, reconnect with why you should be doing the thing that you're putting off. Once you do that, it's time to move to the next step, which is defining your objective. Listen, you can't win the game if you don't know the rules. So the next step is you have to get clear about what you need to do in that next moment to start moving towards your goal. What does it look like to actually win the game? It's so surprising to me how very few people actually take the time to do this. But I think you'll be surprised to discover just how powerful it is once you get super clear on what's your objective. And then you're gonna set a tiny goal. See, massive action often leads to massive failure because we get overwhelmed and just give up. Instead, your only goal is to get a little bit of traction and translate that into forward momentum. Because remember this law of motion, an object at rest tends to stay at rest and an object in motion tends to stay in motion. So to do this, we start by setting a tiny goal, which is what's the smallest amount of meaningful action you could take to get the ball rolling right now? You're gonna set that goal and then you're gonna start a timer. Now, Parkinson's law says that the scope of work will expand to fill the time allotted. Operating without clear deadlines is a great way to ensure a task never gets completed. So to really boost your productivity, stop giving yourself so much time to complete tasks. Shortening the time window is a great way of increasing the output. So instead of saying, I'm gonna complete this by the end of the week, start saying, I will complete this by the end of day, or even better, by the end of the hour. And then finally, the last step in overcoming procrastination, and I know this one's stupid simple, is just get started. As the German philosopher Goethe said, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, magic, and power in it. Begin it now. Listen, momentum is the cure to procrastination. It doesn't even have to be a lot of momentum. Any little bit of forward motion is enough to put inertia and Sir Isaac Newton on your side. So start small. Get traction, don't stop. It's that simple. That's how you overcome procrastination. And now listen, don't make the mistake of thinking this is gonna be easy, because it's not. The biological you is a powerful foe, and it's likely you're gonna lose a lot of battles against this other you. And that's okay. The goal isn't to be perfect, it's to make progress. So every day is an opportunity to show up and continue developing this most important skill, which is discipline. And if you do this on a long enough time frame, there's literally nothing you can't achieve. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out the video. I really appreciate it. If you want to go deeper on how to develop discipline, overcome procrastination, and how to start applying these things towards building a business or investing and just, you know, chasing your greatness, then I think you should check out the Hyper-Focused Entrepreneur newsletter. We put this out every single week, and I put a ton of effort into this, trying to deliver amazing frameworks and systems that you can start applying to your life right now so that you can do less, but better. I'll put a link for that down in the description. Also, if you want to hear my voice even more, we just launched a daily podcast called Amplified Impact, where we cover everything from entrepreneurship, investing, and just developing hyper-focus to be our best selves. If you guys want to check that out, there'll be a link down below as well. Now, I appreciate the heck out of you being here. Until next time, my friend, stay hyper-focused.